Today, President Obama continued the 100-year-old tradition of throwing out a ceremonial first-day pitch. He did so for the professional Major League Baseball team closest to the White House, the Washington Nationals. Last year, Mr. Obama tossed the opening day ball for his previous local team, the Chicago White Sox. His venue this year brings the tradition back to where it's been most years, the nation's capital. It hasn't been quite an unbroken tradition. After all, Jimmy Carter never did it, but all the other presidents since 1910 have. It started with Chief Executive Billy Taft, the imposing commander-in-chief, launched the pitch for the Washington Senators from the stand, says Carl Cannon, deputy editor of Politics Daily.
He was sitting in the stands in those days with that iconic bunting, and he threw the ball to the big train, Walter Johnson, the great Washington Senators pitcher.
Taft threw out the first pitch in 1910, and 1911. He sat out 1912 because he lost a close friend on the Titanic. Vice President Jim Sherman pitched that year. The Taft administration three-season record, 3 games, 3 wins for the Senators. Up next, Woodrow Wilson. He threw 3 openers. He sat out the rest for the Great War and a stroke he suffered in 1919.
He was on the injured reserve list.
Successor Warren Harding threw 2 opening day wins for the Senators and 1 loss. Silent Cal Coolidge, the wily Vermonter, opened games that ended with 3 consecutive wins. But in his final season in 1928, he ended with a loss. Herbert Hoover's first 3 games ended with losses, followed by a 1932 victory. Despite being in a wheelchair, pitcher Franklin Roosevelt, the Cal Ripken of presidents, had a mixed record, but lots of enthusiasm for the game.
There are the great iconic photographs of Roosevelt with that fedora hat, and he's throwing the ball, this big grin on his face and those glasses.
Truman was the first lefty, Ike a true pro, and JFK set a new precedent. He didn't wear a hat. LBJ's openers all ended in losses. Dick Nixon had a 3-win, 2-loss record, and it was during this time that baseball vanished from D.C. when the Senators left town. Presidents continued to provide that ceremonial delivery at games in various locations until 2005, when George W. Bush welcomed a new team to the nation's capital, the Washington Nationals. The tradition continues. This is NPR.